San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, Sunday, January 19, 2020. Today's lesson is Charting Your Course with Reverend Dr. Constance Cook Kaur. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
It's 1:19:20. So, are we really back in the roaring 20s? No, it's January 19th, 2020, and welcome to the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living. Let us anchor ourselves in this truth. There is one power, one presence, one infinite intelligence that flows through all creation. And I call that God, the living spirit almighty, one absolute, indestructible, and self-existent cause in which we live and move and have our being. And this is the anchoring truth that holds us within all that is, all of creation, that we are. And so I honor each and every one of us this morning, and I say namaste. The spirit and the wholeness within me honors and respects the spirit and the wholeness in you as we recognize each other as spiritual beings. This is a fun talk. Charting your course, this is a fun talk. There are so many, many, many examples of how we can experience our lives. And one of the things that we know, of course, is when we change our thinking, we change our life. If we continually think in the old patterns and the old thoughts, we continually experience everything we have already experienced. But this year, our theme is explorations in consciousness. We can only do one thing with any journey, with any exploration, and that is our January theme, Start Where You Are. Start where you are. How many of you remember the movie The Wizard of Oz? Yes, The Wizard of Oz. And you'll see we have some icons for January, and one of them is for today. It's the yellow brick road moving toward the Emerald City in the distance. But as we know, that yellow brick road had a lot of curves in it, had a lot of ups and downs in it, and the main character, Dorothy, wound up in Oz, in the great land of Oz, by being caught up in a tornado, in a whirlwind. And think about that in life. She gets caught up in the whirlwind of life, and a nasty neighbor is flying through riding a bike, and a wizard is flying through, and all these different things. And Dorothy and her little dog Toto get caught up in this tornado, the whirlwinds of life. And she lands in her house. She lands in the land of Oz. When she does, she lands on top of one of the wicked witches. There's four witches in Oz. So she lands on top of one of the wicked witches. And there's a pair of ruby slippers. Those ruby slippers are given to Dorothy. She starts where she is. She lands in Oz. She's given some tools. She's given the ruby slippers. She just wants to go home. She's given guidance. Go see the wizard. The wizard will help you get home. And she is given a path, a journey, the yellow brick road. And it starts right there in the little town. So she starts following it and goes through various different areas. And one of the things that happens is she is not on a straight path. It is not, here you are, and there's the Emerald City, walk in a straight line and go to it. That's not how life works. Boats don't travel in a straight line, and neither do we. When you've got two different points, the way you get from one point to the other, except on a piece of graph paper, is not a straight line. We know from our math, even in elementary school when we were learning graphing, that the distance between two points is a straight line. So there's a distance, a physical distance, and then there's the path to get there. When you're on a boat, you start where you are, you know where you're going, but because of all the movement of the water and the wind, you need to work with the water and the wind and do kind of a traversing thing, always correcting your course to wind up going where you want to be. And when you're making these adjustments and these movements, it's not important to look right ahead of you. It's important to keep in mind where you're going, not where you happen to be turning left, turning right, tacking, accommodating for current. Not all those little things. Those are the little things that are being dealt with. But the big picture is always where you want to be. It may be a straight line from where you started out, but you're not going to travel a straight line. The water, the waves, think of all of these as situations in life. Okay? We get up in the morning, we do all the things that we do, we go all the places we need to go, and then we go back to bed at night. Well, if you think, in the morning I'm getting out of bed, and at night I'm going back to bed, I could just stand right here and do nothing all day long. Because I know, whatever I do today, I'm going to wind up right back here where I am. But that doesn't make for a very good life. You know, it certainly doesn't please our employers. Doesn't please the various people we've got appointments with. So, though we know where we're headed, we need to take whatever steps are necessary to get us where we want to be. Part of wanting to have a successful and meaningful life includes stepping away from your bed, getting dressed and going someplace, and then coming back, because your home is your home base, but your life is everywhere. So Dorothy takes her little dog Toto, tells it we're not in Kansas anymore, and starts out on this journey. And she's following this road. And along the way, she meets three different characters. She meets the Scarecrow first, he's guarding the cornfield and the crows are bothering him. And she communicates with him and he has a life issue. He wants to be a great thinker. He thinks he doesn't have a brain. So she invites him to come along on her journey. And he does. And together they then go off to see the wizard. Further along their path, they come across a woodcutter who has evidently been a very poor woodcutter, because he's now made out of tin from, I guess, chopping off his own body parts while he was trying to chop wood. So he is a tin man. But he has great feeling. And he is so concerned because he has no heart in his tin mechanism that he is. So the Scarecrow and Dorothy interact with him, help him out. He's been out in the weather. He's rusty. So they get the little tin can with oil, and they oil the tin man so that he can move. And they invite him on their journey to go see the wizard, to see if the wizard, the wise one, can get him a heart. And so they proceed, and they proceed, and they proceed. And then they encounter in a wooded area a lion who roars and roars. And they get fearful. And Dorothy steps up and says, "Stop that." And he just whimpers. Turns out he's a cowardly lion. And he needs courage. He feels that as a lion, he should be courageous. Well, they interact a bit more. And they invite the cowardly lion along their journey to go to see the wizard to help the Scarecrow get a brain, the Tin Man get a heart, the lion get courage, and Dorothy and Toto to get home. So you can see that this is growing. It's a movement that is growing. And the end of their path, they assume, will be going to see this wizard. And all of these different experiences along the path are the way our lives are. Now, in The Wizard of Oz, once they get to the Emerald City, then a whole new set of challenges show up. But they got to where they thought they needed to go. And once they got there, they have a new goal. They still want the heart, the brain, the courage, and to go home, but they have a new goal. Now, I'm not going to recite the whole movie or the whole theme, but the point is, we start where we are with what we have. And we are always given more. Dorothy landed, just her and her dog. She developed friendships. She got like a guardian angel, the blue fairy, or blue witch, the good witch. And she got some friends and companions. So she is expanding. She is growing. And she is able to do more because of the support network that she has. She has more confidence in charting her course because she has the Yellow Brick Road and she has her companions. And they look out for each other. When we're charting our course, this year at the San Diego Center for Spiritual Living, we have a goal. We are having, this year, we are having explorations in consciousness. And so we charted our course. We established monthly themes that will help us along this spiritual path we are taking this year. Ernest Holmes says, "Today is a fresh beginning, a new start, a joyous adventure on the pathway of eternal progress. In every thought, in every deed, in every act, I am sustained by an infinite power and guided gently into an increasing good for myself and for others. I am guided gently. I'm not pushed off a cliff and told to use my wings and fly. I am always in the presence of the One. You are always in the presence of the One. Well, how do I know that? Because there is only one. And we live and move and have our being in the One. The pathway of eternal progress for us is inside. It's our very own consciousness. And that's why these explorations in consciousness, we're going to use and find examples and guidance in the lives and the works of other people. However, it's our own consciousness that we are exploring. Rumi says, you have no need to travel anywhere. Journey within yourself. Enter a mine of rubies and pearls and bathe in the splendor of your own light. Your own light. And what does that tell us if we have our own light? That on this course, that we're charting our course and on this spiritual path, the light is within. There is not any darkness. Whatever may appear to be an obstacle or a curve or climb over a rock, a delay, whatever it is, if we look at it as something negative, as something dark, that's okay. Just pull out your inner light and shine your light, and that darkness dissipates. It goes to nowhere because it had no power. Only the light is the power that you are. So for this year, we are choosing to go within on a spiritual journey to explore new horizons of the mind. We will be inspired and motivated to live our lives to the absolute fullest potential. I'm saying that now. We are already inspired and motivated to live our lives to the absolute fullest potential. And what are we going to be doing? Well, we're going to be studying mystics, saints, sages, and philosophers of world history together as spiritual family. We're going to explore new thoughts, new concepts, and new innovative ways to tap into the unlimited wisdom that resides within each and every one of us. When I tap into the unlimited wisdom, I am accessing that wisdom that is for me. When you tap into that unlimited wisdom, you are accessing that wisdom that is for you, for each of you. And yet, all wisdom is available to all of us. But with our focus, with our purpose, with our heart's desires, that which is important and necessary for us is what is first available. You with me on that? Yeah. Okay. So over these 12 months, we're going to be on this spiritual journey that opens new opportunities and avenues for each one of us to live a happy, fulfilling, creative, and prosperous life. And I want to run down these really quickly because I already covered them, but this is charting your course. So we want to see what is the course that we have charted. January, start where you are. February, Love points the way. March, living in balance. April, breaking through. May, receptivity to opportunity. June, accepting where you are. July, the freedom of self-reliance. That's self with a big S. August, spiritual recreation or recreation. We are recreating how we recreate within spirit. September, the quest for knowledge. But to be fair, all along this course that we're charting, we are also in a quest for knowledge. We're just going to focus on it in September. October, new thought, ancient wisdom, where we see how we have been at one with it all, with all of the ancient wisdom of the universe that we look at through new thought perspectives. November, living in gratitude. We get to be thankful for this great exploration that we have been on. And December, the path of illumination. We are illuminated in our consciousness, and we are looking with bright light and great open hearts. Fine, pure, white energy into what is our next path. What are we going to choose to travel together in 2021? So we're going to start where we are. It doesn't matter who you used to be. What matters is who you decide to be today. You are not your mistakes. You are not your mishaps. You are not your past. You are not your wounds. You can decide differently today and at every moment. Remember that. You can decide differently today and at every moment. You're offered a new opportunity with each breath you take to choose, to decide, to act in a way that supports you in being all you are capable of being. You are not less than. You are more than enough. So one of the things that we want to do is we want to pack our resources for a great explore as we go on this explorations in consciousness path for the year. But we want to leave our baggage behind. Okay? All of that other stuff that is no longer serving us, the stuff that we're so used to carrying with us, it's like we've got a rolly cart of all of our griefs and our baggage and everything that we carry with us wherever we go. And sometimes our arm shakes and we get uncomfortable because we're going over a bumpy road and we've got this rolly cart we're pulling. Leave that behind. Leave that behind. If you need something from it, you could always go back and get it. But I think you'll find that you don't need what's in it. I want to say a few things about a great explorer. Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh is a bear. It's a character in books and movies and Disney animated movies. And one of the things that is interesting about Winnie the Pooh is he is curious. He is absolutely curious. And so his little buddy Piglet and Pooh, they would go on what they would call a great explore. And that meant that they were just going to go for a walk or go here, go there. But whatever it was a great explore because Winnie the Pooh was excited about everything. He was excited about honey. He was excited about his house. He was excited about visiting rabbit, visiting owl. Everything was a fresh new opportunity for Pooh. Now, there are some characters in all the Pooh stories. Christopher Robin is the child, the little boy. And then all these other characters are his toys that have come to life. There's Winnie the Pooh, Piglet, Owl, Kanga, and her little boy, Roo, her little kangaroo, Roo, Rabbit, and Tigger. And each of them have their own personalities. But as a group, this is a family. As a group, they're a crew on that little boat that you're tacking back and forth through the water and the wind to get to where you're going. They have friendships that go beyond any disagreements. And they are each other's support system. They are living within the one with Christopher Robin as the guardian, the safe space, the unlikely role of the Godhead, as a lot of different people look at Christianity. They say, there's God. And God does these things. Well, in this book, we can look at Christopher Robin as playing the role of authority and yet interacting and loving and playing with all of his toys. In the Christopher Robin books, there is a 100-acre wood. And this is the area where all of their activities take place. The 100-acre wood is their home. It is their home. No matter the twists and the turns of the paths, no matter if it's raining, if there's mud, if the little creek is rushing fast, no matter if there's shadows cast by tall trees, no matter what's going on in the 100-acre wood, it is home. No matter what's going on in our lives, we have a home. And that home is our consciousness. There is something called True North. And it's been called our internal compass. Our internal compass that guides us successfully through life. And it represents who we are as a human being at our deepest level. It's where we follow. It's our internal orienting point, our fixed point in a spinning world. And it helps us stay on track of who we are, where we're headed, what we want. Always in the 100-acre wood, there is that true north that no matter where they go, is right there. It's going to guide them to know that they are at home no matter what is going on. There are a couple of ways to look at True North, and one of them is in the daily life, and one of them is in the spiritual life. Either way, we know that with respect to True North, clarity of purpose is a critical ingredient in being successful with your True North. In other words, you must know where you're headed and why you're headed there. And a compass provides the ideal metaphor, just as a compass points toward a magnetic field. Your personal true north directs your path and pulls you forward. We can ask a question. For daily life, we can say, what are some of the more common things that influence people to lose their way, to lose sight of their true north? And the answer is, it's when they get caught up with extrinsic motivations. The three great seducers are money, fame, and power. It's been said that people really need to do a lot of inner work and understand their true north before they can ascertain their own purpose. They must understand their own life stories and their crucibles they've had. Clarity of purpose often emanates from those experiences. What did we have as a child? Was there a great illness or injury or death as a child that became, that morphed into a doctor's purpose to become a doctor and to heal? Your true north is based in the bedrock of your values in your daily life. There's no question about that. You must be grounded in the values that come out of your life story, your upbringing, what you believe, and how you relate to other people. Your values must be established early. Now, that's for your daily life, your human life. That's what you're going to see out in the social world and the business world. However, this is the fun part. What is our true north in spiritual life? Because that's what we want to be aware of when we're charting our course. So we can ask a similar question. What are some of the more common things that influence people to lose their way, to lose sight of their true north? False beliefs. The answer is false beliefs. And like in daily life, there's three big ones. Fear, F-E-A-R, false evidence appearing real. And that's just an absolute misuse of faith. It's having absolute faith that something bad is going to happen. And that's just not how we work. Doubt is the second one. Doubt, forgetting that you are one with the source of all life. Does God doubt God? No. So why would you doubt God? Why would you doubt the powers and the principles and the truth that we know? We know it works. And it doesn't just work for everybody else. It works for you in every moment, in every breath. So there is no need for doubt. The third one is unworthiness. Now this also ties in with a sense of separation. Feeling that you're not good enough when you already have been given everything and you only need to open yourself to receive. So, what are the common things that influence people to lose their way on their spiritual journey? Fear, doubt, and unworthiness. And none of those three have any power over you. Your personal true north is based in the bedrock of your faith through a renewing of your mind, your conscious awareness. You must be grounded in spiritual principles, uplifted in consciousness, aware of the oneness of all, and above all else, remember to remember that you are a spiritual, immortal being having a human experience. Indulge yourself in spiritual practices such as prayer, meditation, inspirational reading, uplifting music, sacred service, and generously sharing your time, talent, and treasure where you are spiritually fed. Your wisdom and faith is able to grow and to renew in every moment as you consciously anchor yourself in the wholeness that you already are. Remain alive, awake, and aware. Be mindful of the truth of who you are, of the course that you are charting in your life today and every day. So we start where we are. We leave our baggage behind. We remember that nothing in life really travels in a straight line. Only theoretically on a paper where we draw a straight line between two dots. But if there's anything that comes between those two dots, the line is no longer straight. If there's only one, then it becomes an angle. But life is, you know, kind of a flow, so we're probably looking at a squiggle as our life path. So you are here. And you are here now. Wherever you go, that's where you will be. So whatever has happened in the past, remember those three powerful words. I have experienced loss up until now. I worry about my job. Up until now, I have concern for my family. Up until now, because now we know that we and everyone else lives and moves and has their being in the one source, in the one life that is infinite, that is eternal, that is our substance and our supply. And so any doubts we had, we leave in the past, and we don't repeat them. If we find ourselves repeating anything that no longer serves us, it is up until now. And take a stand in the now, in absolute faith and wholeness, that God is all there is. There's one power, one present, one infinite spirit. It is who and what we are. And as we move forward this year with our explorations in consciousness, this is the course that we are charting. This is how we are supporting ourselves and each other and our communities in being alive, awake, and aware. In being all that we are. In having that powerful, fulfilling, joyful, successful life that's already ours. It is already ours. It's yours. It's already yours. Do you believe that? Yes. I see nodding heads. Yes. So know within yourself, it's already mine. And believe it. Have faith in it. Now, next week, we have the Gandhi King Season for Nonviolence coming up. And I'll talk more about that next week. But it's going to be starting January 30th and going through April 4th. So we can think when we're charting our course, are we charting peace on our course? Are we including peace and love and joy in this course as we follow on through explorations in consciousness? And I'm claiming we do, because we will be participating in the Season for Nonviolence. And every day there's an affirmative action that we can do to support and be peace. So know that peace is on your course. I'd also remind you that this is the month when we set our intentions. So if you have been unable to complete an intention form yet, please ask for one after the service. And on our website, there is a podcast called 2020 Affirmative Prayer Process. And you can listen to that and go along with the process as you fill it out. So we've charted our course. We're starting where we are. And we are on a great explorations in consciousness for 2020. Thank you for your time and your attention. Namaste.